When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey everyone, it's Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
This week on the podcast, we have Leah Gillingwater, and we talk to her about the real world Paris, competing with so many other parents, and even a little bit of Brad and CT. So let's get into it.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What are you scared of?
Ooh. We're bringing you Halloween edition. She was on Real World Paris, The Inferno, and All Stars 2. Please welcome Leah Gillingwater.
Yay! As requested in a British accent, Anissa, that was well done. Leah, how are you? How have you been since the filming of All Stars 2?
I have been the best. I have an incredible son. My career has shifted recently in such an incredible way, and I left with such dope people. So All Stars 2 is probably one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Aww. I love this.
No, it really truly was. Honestly, it was. Like, my takeaways, like, yes, I did not get the money. I get that part, but I left. I scored so much there. You have no idea.
Oh, tell us.
Like, I feel that in my heart.
What specifically do you feel like you benefited? In what way did you benefit?
Well, I got to be face to face with how uncomfortable I am around people because was like, and it's weird because I'm a producer. So I'm usually on the other side of things. Mm. So my vibe on that show was kind of like, Lee, like, you need to stand down and let them do their job. But in my little brain, I'm like, oh, you definitely be doing this better. You shouldn't be doing that. Like,
oh, damn.
So it's, you know, but I minded my manners from, you know, a production standpoint. But it was really weird to be on that side. And the cameras don't faze me. Like, you can put them in my face. It doesn't. But I was very awkward. And when I left the show, being on it for 30 to 40 minutes, maybe at best. Mm-hmm. I left with solid people that I loved. And when I talked to Ryan, I cannot remember how we got on the phone, but he was like, I didn't realize you were so awkward, quirky, and cool. And I was like, what? Oh. Yeah. And I am all of those things.
Yes, own that. You're talking about Ryan Kehoe, right?
Yeah, they're best friends. Yeah. They're all soulmates. You kiss him on the mouth. I see. And I do that with my best friend, too. It's the only way to show that, like, we are really bonded.
We do. And we spoon when we're together. Yes. He's great. And we spent, and Jasmine as well.
Yeah, she's great.
She's dope.
Were you friends with Ryan before the show, or are these all friendships you acquired during?
So out of the 24 cast members, I only knew two. I knew Kenny or Kendall and Katie. And and everyone else was they were just strangers. I knew Brad.
So you have a crush on Brad. Is that fair to say? Because people can't see how you're like just falling apart talking about him.
A crush is putting it mildly.
Oh, so it's like a slight obsession. Like if you lived in the same town.
Well, no, I don't obsess over things because I just don't. That's just not my style. But mm-hmm. Brad, oh my God, he's in a relationship with someone and I respect that.
Yeah, she's
that.
Sweet too.
Yeah.
Brad's a gem. He's a good guy.
But we all went to Chicago for New Year's. It was me, Jazz, Ryan, the lost, you might know Erin Cummings because she works for Student City. She's like the lost challenger that never made it. She didn't try, but she knows all of us.
Okay.
So we all went to my house in Chicago for New Year's and Brad came.
Ooh.
Oh, you're so excited still.
So does the ghost of Brad still haunt you while you're in the house? Like, you're like, oh, I remember he was standing over there 3 months ago, drinking water. Next to his girlfriend.
You know what it is? It's just me being pathetic, really.
No, you're not pathetic. Aww. No, he's super cute. But you know what?
And I'm sure Brad gets a kick out of it, too.
Yeah.
But he is darling, and he is, I mean... And we can go into a therapy session at this point.
Well, that's beautiful that you got to, you know, have to experience All Stars 2 with Brad, obviously. Was there anybody else specifically that you were like, wow, I can't believe I got to connect with this person?
I genuinely liked everyone in the house. I genuinely did. I didn't like Derek Kaczynski at first because we had a couple of awkward moments. And there's like this whole... like thing that I haven't been on television in 18 years. When I did the Inferno, which was my last challenge, mm-hmm. it was like Mal and I calling each other, oh, are you doing it? Cool, then I'll do it too. Like, we didn't know what we were doing.
Right, right, right.
So it was like, okay. And there's this whole game you have to play aside from the physical part. There's this whole shit that I did not fucking know about, and alliances and all of that, and I just kind of popped in. And
right,
I mean, the first like deliberation, I was like, okay, so cool, you're just, this is all just a friendship, like fuck you. Like I did not do that badly in the first I really didn't.
Yeah,
I you know, and I prepared for it. Like I did the shit that someone should do when going into something like this.
Like working out and like mentally preparing, like what style of preparation are you specifically referring to?
I worked the fuck out. Well, I have been for a while. Mm-hmm. So I am physically fit to compete in this shit, but I didn't have, so am I allowed to cuss y'all?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. You're already going. Let's go.
Sorry. But yeah, I been getting my body physically fit for quite some time for my personal self, just for me in life. And then I was like, I have to run like a 5.5 minute mile. And I
pushed
myself.
5.5 minute mile?
I tried. I didn't do it.
Oh, I was like, that's fucking insane. So fast.
That is so fast. Goodbye. That's like a lightning bolt. Sky.
But it's just a mile. It's not like a day through like the Adirondacks or whatever fucking Mount Vesuvius you can climb. It's not that. But no, physically fit. I mean, I'm healthy and I'm with it. But I totally got voted in because I didn't know anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, politics.
But I think it's easy. And it's easy to vote in the person that like doesn't have has the least amount of connections because you don't hurt as many feelings. Cause when you vote in a person who's like friends with this person or has a big alliance that may come and get you, well, it's a very different situation.
And I was just so unaware of all of that. And when Brad got to on New Year's Day, to my house in Chicago, I was giving him and his girlfriend a tour of the house, and he was like, you know, I have to apologize. And I was like, for what? And he was like, I'm really sorry I voted you in. And I was like, yeah, even if, like, you could have voted Casey in and it wouldn't have mattered because I had no one on my side, but it hurt my feelings because I love you. And he was like, the house decided.
Yeah, and it's not personal sometimes when it's like your friends have to fall in line because that's the way it's going.
Yeah. And he was like, are you mad at me? And I look at him and I'm like,
I could never
be mad at you, Brad. But no, I understand the politics of it. And I would love the opportunity to go back on a challenge because I would politic the fuck out of that.
Yeah, like, I love that.
Everyone a goddamn Christmas card.
Yeah.
I love that. Come back. Leah's friends with every single person.
I am. Yeah. And I will send your children birthday presents, whatever.
Yeah.
So I want to take it all the way back because I feel like your season was number what? Your original
13
season. So you were two after me. Okay. I want to know what that was like. Your casting story. What made you want to be on it? Did you watch a show before?
So I saw, never watched the show. I saw two episodes of Chicago.
Yay, that's me.
Hey. She was an Anissa fan.
I don't know if she was a fan, but she watched it.
I am certainly a fan now. And I was like, Brian, I hope she and I can be friends. I hope Tori likes me too. He's like, but I watched a couple of, I didn't want my college roommate, Dawn, she wanted to try out for Road Rules. No, I had no clue what it was. Mm-hmm. And full disclosure, I got super, I hope my son can't hear me. I got super drunk. And I was in college, super drunk the night before. I fell off a curb and broke my wrist. Oh. And we were supposed to film her casting tape to send in. And I was probably still a little bit drunk, but also painkillers in a cast. Like I was the hottest mess ever. Oh, and yeah, so she's like, and I was like, well, you test it on me because we're using a VHS, by the way, like a camcorder. Remember?
Yeah, those? That's what it was then.
Wow.
Yeah. Tori, do you know what they are? You put your VHS tape inside of it.
I used to make Barbie movies. Okay. Yeah.
I'd like to see one of those. All right.
So I was like, you can do it on me. So Dawn, my college roommate who I adore, she's like, all right, so they're going to ask certain questions. So I'm going to ask you questions. And I was like, okay, cool. And I'm laying in bed. My hair is soaking wet. My cast is up in the air. And I, at this point, have taken quite a few painkillers. And she's asking me questions. And I was like, I have really good hair. I'm currently sleeping with my hairdresser who did not do my hair today. And then we did her video. And that's what was sent in.
So you didn't send in your video or your video was on her video?
Dawn sent in both of videos.
Oh my God. You got on it and she didn't. I bet she was fucking livid.
She's such a dope ass chick. She was like, hell yeah. So I got a call and we're all like spooning in bed because I obviously had the best bedroom. we get a call from, and Anissa, do you remember, I can't remember his last name. He's
Tracy.
Yep. He called and he was like, do you want to be on The Real World? And I was like, the what? He was like, want to go to Paris? And I was like, well, I have to graduate college in 2 days. And he was like, can you leave January 12th? And I was like, yeah, I don't have anything booked. Like, I don't have a job lined up. And I graduated.
Right. Like, I'm a child.
Still. Basically.
Oh my God.
That's how it all happened.
Wait,
you didn't go through the audition process of like one interview, two interviews, three interviews, LA?
They brought me to LA and I think they were really intrigued because, and I could be wrong, but I rerouted my trip back from LA because I had never been to Vegas and I met some dude in an airport and at LAX. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I have no idea. I'm going back to school. But have you ever been to Vegas? And he was like, no. And I said, me neither. So I rerouted my trip and went to Vegas. And this was like back in the day, we're talking almost 20 years ago. So I just like changed a flight and like didn't have to go through all of the process.
Mm-hmm.
So it went back to Buna Murray. So they called me a couple of days later and they're like, did you go to Vegas? And I was like, yeah, I had time on my hands. And they were like, oh my God, she's a fucking lunatic probably. Oh. So yeah, that's kind of how it all happens.
Wow. That's crazy.
Were you worried about filming Real World in Paris? I mean, like, that's a completely different country. They speak a different language. And obviously a lot of people over there speak English, but still, like, you're going to another place.
I'm not really afraid of anything at all. I'm really not. I'm not. I'm really not that I'm like a gangster. I'm just not afraid of shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like,
I'm just letting you know, my name's Leah and I'm not a gangster.
But I am
afraid of shit.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. So none of that fazed me. Like, I kind of go into life and situations like head first. I'm just like, let's go, let's do it. Like, and perhaps it could be a bad thing that I don't think it through. But I was like, all right, cool. And I just graduated college and there's no way that I was going to go to Paris on my own. Like, I couldn't afford that.
Right.
So I was like, fuck it, let's go. So no, I didn't have any reservations. I was super pissed when we got there because we didn't live in the city.
They never let you live in the city. Well, we lived in the city, but I feel like with Paris, they were like, let's find you someplace that's not where you can't get like lost and like,
no, well, you know what happened?
Go off with some dude.
Where we lived. So we were supposed to be, and this is my understanding from production, and it was a conversation I had with Tracy. We were supposed to be Real World San Diego. And unfortunately, then Brad and I would have been like,
life could have been very different.
Dear Brad! But Mary Ellis, unfortunately, was sick. And her dream was to have Real World Paris.
Oh, no. That's so nice.
So the house that we lived in, the chateau that we lived in, was owned by a gentleman that production knew in New York. So it was like an easy location scout.
To just go there and without having to like find something.
My understanding, based on the conversations we have with John Murray and Tracy, they basically rerouted our season.
Wow.
It was supposed to be in San Diego, but we ended up in Paris, 45 minutes out of the city in like, the house was beautiful, but it was not ideal. And I don't think it was ideal for them because we were so removed from everything.
Yeah. I think it would be nice at our age now to go and have wine and lie there.
Well, there's a huge wine cellar in that house. That's where
that's where my bed would have been.
If I was allowed in the bat cave, I would have needed a straw and a mattress.
Yeah. That's it.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
So you were cast with CT. What was he like then? And did you think that he was going to go on to like do a bunch of challenges and be this crazy chat, like amazingly good challenger that's winning a bunch of shows?
He is, he's a masshole. He's from Boston. He's a fucking dick. And he's, I didn't have high hopes for him because I never looked at him like that. I'm proud of him. He's not, I don't know now, but he was not kind. He treated me like shit on the Inferno. And Coral, you didn't see, like, no one saw all the things. Coral was like an advocate for me because I was like Bambi walking into this, and I made it quite far, by the way. But
yes, Bambi.
But he's not, I don't know. And it's so hard for me to say this because I know he's a parent and I'm a single mom. So you can't bash a parent. Like, you can't do that. But
yeah,
he's a fucking dick. And I swear, like, if there were ever a challenge that happened and he and I were paired together, I think he would probably smother me in my sleep and be like, she just happened to die. Like,
I don't think so. I've been with CT for, 15 years now, 16 years. And I've seen the ups and the downs and, of course, have lived through tragedies with him.
Yes.
You know, ones that he had encountered, like, in his family, and then others with our challenge family, his ex, whatever.
I understand.
And then I think really just turned the page and was like, all right, I need to do something different. And there is space. There is room for growth. I know that it's hard to, like, let go of the things that happened then, though, because they do really set the tone for how you view somebody, especially if you don't get to experience them in any other capacity. You know,
I am so on board with you. I wish him nothing but the best. I truly do. I want him to thrive and succeed and be an amazing dad and a husband. Mm-hmm. Like, I want all of that for him. But there's a part of me that's a little bit bitter that, like, bitch, you what? Call me.
Yeah.
Like, he's terrible with the phone. Yeah. He's changed his number about 16 times. I know, because I try and reach out. But it's he's like, kind of, when he's off the he's kind of like cut off from those things because he's in his life and he's doing stuff.
And you know what I wonder? What it would be like for you to go back and do like a reboot of Paris now. Like, to meet everybody kind of the way you guys met each other in All Stars. When you guys were so much older now and like have all
that would be fun.
Great life experience in a cellar with wine.
I'll be in the wine cellar.
With a straw. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Just so we're clear, my biggest regret in life is not inventing the bendy straw, but it was invented like 100 years before I was born. But no, it really was. I'm very pissed off about that. But I think that like a real world Paris homecoming would be brilliant. And I'm happy for him. I just am kind of like, dude, like, and I did, and then you did mention family things, and I know what you're referring to, and I was his first phone call when that happens, and I was with him, and I wish him the best, but the side part of me is like, bruh, what gives?
Yeah.
But I think we were all ass. I mean, I was an asshole. I even had a different voice then. I mean, I didn't give a fuck what anybody thought about anything that I did, and I think that's just part of, I mean, some of us are more assholes than the others, but there are certain personalities on there that are there for a reason. He was like the pretty boy with the edge,
right? Yeah.
You know? And I think he, you know.
And I clearly didn't know how to play the game, and I can't pull coffin.
Oh.
But you had help, which was a beautiful moment.
Oh,
can we talk about a not a dry eye in the room?
Yeah. I know. And my little Kenny crying. What's awful to me is that I'm very strong. Ayana levitated that shit. Like she brought it up in the air. And I work with carabiners on set every day. And I couldn't do it. And I remember looking up at Brad and I was like, Brad. And then I looked at Derek and then I looked at MJ and I was like, I'm doing all the fucking right things. Oh, wow. And then I was just like, fuck. But nonetheless, like, I'm, you know, I mean, I ate a lot of pasta 2 days ago. I'm probably around $1.25 now after that.
What the fuck does that feel like?
$1.25.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I have $1.25 and change. That's the only $1.25 you got over here, sis.
Same. Same.
Oh, that's how much I'm about to bench press today, Leah. Your whole body.
You can do it.
I can do it. I totally can.
But it was like, I remember looking up because like the stadium or whatever the arena, whatever the fuck they call it. Everyone's up there and I was like, I know. And he said, am I like, I hope I'm not like the worst.
No, you're definitely not.
You're not. No, you're not. Talk about later.
They were like, I can't do it. And I'm looking and I'm like, I really don't. And I'm smart. Like, I know what I'm doing. Like, and I am not a mathematician, but I know how to open a motherfucking carabiner. Well, clearly I couldn't that day.
Well, you know, things happen in those moments. But like you said, at least you leaving was such a beneficial thing for you as a person. Because you said you went home and like your life changed for the good. So you saw the positive in it. And I mean, that's something to be really proud of. Even if you didn't make it as far as you wanted, the moment you and Ayana shared was moving for everybody.
We were crying over here.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she was like, it's, and it like, you can't capture what happened on a record. You can't. She was like, girl, I am not letting you. And she and I have a lot in common. We have quite a bit in common. And she's like, I'm not letting you fail. And I looked at her and I was like, can you please just do all of the carabiners? Yeah. She was like, I got you.
And
you know, could she open it?
Is she the carabiners? Well, I opened the first one, but I designated the next two to her.
Oh, okay.
And it was a really beautiful moment. And that was honestly just like, and again, like Ayana and I have a lot in common. Like we're both single moms. Mm-hmm. We have a lot in common. And
yeah,
it was just, she was not trying to let me fail. She was not having it.
I love that. How old is your son?
Griffey's 11.
So does he watch the show?
He has no idea.
Really?
He
is that because you said, no, I don't want him to see this, or is he just not interested?
I think he'd go to school and be like, yo, my mom is kind of a badass. She definitely got eliminated but his father is in production and I don't want his father to know. And he's too stupid to like even Google me. So.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's that. Okay.
But
I think your son would be a big fan.
Griffin, I'm telling you, Griffin is
like, little Griff baby.
He is incredible. He's like the best. And go to school and be like, my mom's dope as shit. He wouldn't cuss. I cuss. He doesn't. He can't. And I don't cuss in front of him. But yeah, it'd be different. But he's pretty incredible, but I don't know how impressed he'd be, honestly.
Just you going on is a big thing. And you also get to do the challenge with so many other parents. How was that? I mean, that's a big shift from Inferno.
Yeah.
Oh, we were in the mom room.
Oh, I love the mom.
We're in the mom room. And okay, so I talk to Jasmine every day, all day. And she's like the world's best mom.
Aww.
She is. And it's so funny because I didn't watch any of the shows. And when we were in the hotel getting ready to leave for the show open. And she pops next to me and was like, hi, I'm Jasmine. I thought she was a producer.
Oh, she's just so sweet.
I had no idea. And she is, yeah, but we legit leave our phones on FaceTime and run errands, and we babysit each other from coast to coast. Like, she's like, can you watch Maddie for a minute? And I'm like, yeah. And then she has to go do something, and Maddie and I are on like a FaceTime or a phone call. And I just,
amazing.
It's, and
I love that.
And Melinda is incredible. Mm-hmm. She, I mean, if you can't, like, no one can be prettier than Melinda.
She is really beautiful.
So funny too.
Yeah.
She's incredible. And Katie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love, motherhood has never looked better on a human than Katie. She's so gorgeous. And
still,
her daughter is.
Her daughter is stunning.
Beautiful. I know. It's like.
She's like an alien. I'm like, where'd she come from?
No. They're really, it's just, I don't know, it was such a vibe. And Casey Cooper, mm-hmm. who we did not get on at first at all. And I it's difficult for me not to get along with like a splinter. Like I can get on.
I feel like we should get the tea with Lee one day where you just come and spill all the beans.
Jeez, yeah.
I like it, the tea with Lee. Oh my God.
That's really cute.
Start your own podcast. I mean, I want a percentage for coming up with the name of it or whatever. Just wine. You can pay me in wine.
I will pay you in wine. I will pay you in wine. I will pay you with love. I will pay you with all the things.
We'll have snuggles in New York.
Yeah. Oh. Brian's going to be in the middle. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's totally fine. I love
Brian has to be in the middle.
Mm-hmm. We'll all put eyeliner on and just sit there and hold each other and cry and watch movies.
That's exactly what mine will do. Oh my God. I don't want this podcast to end.
Well, before it ends, because there's one last question that we want to know from you. Obviously, there have been things that I'm sure were difficult on All Stars, but I'm sure that there was things that you were proud of. And so we are curious, what was something you are the most proud of from the entire experience?
Being honest.
Yeah.
I don't do, like, John A plays like a super social game. Like, she, you know, she does that. And there are so many elements I was unaware of, but I was unapologetic, completely honest, and myself, like, cause who the fuck else are you going to be?
Yourself?
Like, well, then how do you go to sleep at night? That's my question. Yeah. Like, if not you, you know, like, it was anything from like walking through the house and everyone was like, Leah, why are you always barefoot? I'm like, because that's how I'm happy.
I love that. Just unapologetically yourself.
I fully am. And
that's beautiful.
Keep walking barefoot, girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm barefoot now. But I will tell you, I straight up, I have to clean and scrub my feet before I go to bed.
No, I bet, because you're always barefoot.
Always.
That's amazing.
But I only sleep in white, very, very expensive sheets. So if they're not, I'm not trying to get like
them dirty or have have foot crumbs on them.
You're giving me big T vibes. It's killing me. Like the like bouginess of Big T. I don't know if you know who she is.
9,000 thread count over
she's
here.
She's just
Egyptian cotton.
She's just an absolute incredible like new addition to the Challenge family in the most recent
season. And
seasons.
She's from the UK, and it's just like,
it's fitting with how we introduced you, for sure. Yeah. You're giving me those vibes, and I'm
that regal presence.
It. Yeah, I'm loving it.
We have Leah the Elite here today.
Oh.
Coming straight from 9,000 thread counts.
20,000 thread counts.
Well, definitely connect with us on social media. And for everybody listening, where can they follow you? Do you have an Instagram?
I do. It's just my name. It's Leah Gillingwater. When you spell it, you can't say it with a British accent, but it's still Leah Gillingwater.
You're not following me, but I am following you now.
Are you? Mm-hmm. And my Instagram is not that exciting. It's pictures of my son and food.
Hey, we love
that. Well, I like those things.
And then me in a mood.
And you and Ryan.
And I mean, but listen, Ryan is like,
your heart and
leaving
soul.
All Stars 2 was not easy, but Ryan and I speak every day. If I don't talk to him first thing in the morning, I feel like I may go into cardiac arrest. Yes, that's on. That's my babe.
For those who can't see right now, Anissa's showing pictures from Leah's Instagram of Leah and Ryan. So if you guys want to check out how cute their friendship is and how it's bloomed so much since All Stars 2, go check out her Instagram and follow and support her and give her all the likes and loves because she's the sweetest and she deserves it. Yes. Leah, thank you again so much for coming on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure.
I love y'all. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Leah.
I missed you already.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Well, Leah is just a ball of sugar plum fairy dust. Don't you think so, Anissa?
She is. She is a unicorn fart, isn't she?
And she's so sweet.
Like, she is really sweet.
I was really surprised because we didn't get to see too much of her on All Stars 2. And she just like bloomed on this podcast.
Yes. And she's slightly bougie. And I love that.
It's amazing.
And we get to learn like what she does outside of the show, which I didn't know was production. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to have her on, and I look forward to following her on social media and seeing pictures of her and Ryan. Speaking of social media, Anissa, where can we follow you on Instagram?
Hopefully not down the street. That's where you can't follow me, but where you can follow me is on Instagram at Anissa MTV. That's AnneesaMTV. Tori Deal, where can we follow you and support you?
You guys can follow me at Tori Deal on Instagram. Actually, Tori_Deal. But none of that matters. What really matters is that you like this episode and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It means the world to us.
Yes, and then we will see you back here next Friday for an all-new episode of MTV's official Challenge Podcast.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.